National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is Wednesday, I'm going to guess, December 18th. Is that right? December 18th. Oh, I got the thumbs up from Colin. It's a beautiful, beautiful day outside, and we're very pleased to have Tanner Health System in the studio with us today. We are live streaming this morning's episode of Community Voice with my Tanner guest on our News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to hop in. Or if you just want to talk about how great they are, you've worked with them before, and you're like, wow, this girl's great, feel free to hop in the chat. I'd be so happy to read those out to our guests. Today's guest is Carson Nail. What does PAC stand for?
Physician Assistant Certified.
Certified. Capital C.
You have to be right certified here to practice, but yeah.
Absolutely. All right. All right. Check it out. Awesome. All right. So Carson Nail is a physician assistant. Well, it says it right there, with a Tanner Urgent Care for Kids, and has been practicing for 2 years. She received her undergraduate degree in public health from Mercer University and a master's in physician assistant studies from Samford University. Carson is married to Parker Nail, who teaches and coaches at Carrollton High School. Hey, shout out, Parker. Look at that, married to a celebrity. They reside in Noonan with their Bernadoodle Wrigley. All right, hold up. First of all, what's a Bernadoodle?
All right, so it's a Bernese Mountain Dog and Poodle mix.
Dig it. Okay, well, this is my dog right here. He's a miniature poodle.
Oh.
I love any and all poodles. Yeah, you see that?
Yeah, doodles are great. He's the best, our pride and joy.
They're so smart. Isn't it cool how much smarter they are than us?
Yeah, they really
Maybe are. Not you, though. You're certified.
I don't know. Sometimes.
You're bona fide. So you're on the show today. We're so glad that you joined us. We're going to be talking about Tanner Urgent Care for Kids. So why don't we jump right into the mix here. What are some of the most frequent misconceptions you see about how children catch and spread germs during flu season? Because everybody blames the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The whole office gets sick. Everyone's like, well, you know, so-and-so has 4 kids, you know, and she's passing the sickness. Are there any misconceptions there?
Yeah, they definitely harbor a lot of germs. But yeah, the biggest misconception I would say is that in general, being outside in the cold too much will give you the flu. People's grandmothers, great-grandmothers, you know, used to say that. But still, it's a big misconception when in reality, the flu rises in the cold seasons because it is more stable at that temperature. So it's able to spread more and the air is less humid, so it can travel farther, and people are also usually indoors more, so you're in closer contact and just have basically the perfect opportunity for the flu to
It's a perfect storm.
Exactly.
I never thought about that. It's cold, so everyone's mm-hmm. kind of like inside, so it spreads a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain how to tell the difference between a common cold, the flu, and other viral infections that children may experience this time of year? I know we're talking about kids, but I'm literally just coming off something, like with the chest uh-huh. and the nose and everything. So I'm genuinely curious because I want to know what I had. You know what I mean? Like, can you explain how you tell the difference?
Yeah, sometimes it can be difficult, but generally the flu will be more sudden onset symptoms and usually more severe. So cold, you typically have a good, like, that tickle in your throat and then maybe some congestion, cough, and it usually is a little, like, progression of symptoms. Usually the flu, you may feel kind of tired the day before, but it kind of hits you at once, like fever, body aches, fatigue. Sometimes you can have GI problems like throwing up, diarrhea, or just cold, cough, sore throat type things. But obviously everyone's different. You can have a pretty bad cold, but usually the flu is a lot more severe.
Oh, okay. All right. And so it is pretty normal to have like the nausea and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. All right. Well, I didn't have that, so I didn't have the flu. Are there surprising places where germs tend to accumulate? Like, and how can parents minimize their kids' exposure? Just leave them out in the cold, right? Like, and don't bring them in
around
everybody else.
No. I would say in public, this might not be too surprising, but the public high chairs at restaurants, I would either bring like disinfectant wipe down or just like a high chair cover, because usually the ages using those put their everything in their mouth, their hands in their mouth, so they're exposed to even more germs. Shared school supplies in the younger kids, like if they bring colored pencils or glue sticks to school, you know, everyone shares. You could wipe those down. I'm not saying every day, that can be, you know, once a week if you think about it, or every so often. Washing backpacks on long breaks, because those, I mean, think about where they throw those around all day and all,
yeah,
everything that comes into contact with. At home, bathroom doorknobs, light switches, refrigerator, not any like hand common surfaces like that. But the biggest thing is just teaching proper hand washing from a young age.
Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, I guess, you know, a lot of these can apply to adults too. Like I'm sitting here, I imagine a lot of listeners are just like, all right, well, you know, maybe I should start wiping my fridge handle down, you know, and like cleaning my bags up, you know, if you're bringing them around to work. But kids especially, because, you know, they're just, they're, you know, everything, they're biting it and, you know, and sneezing on it and everything. So it's a good idea to kind of keep that stuff cleaned off, you know, just to help prevent that.
Exactly.
So, well, we're talking about preventative measures here. You know, things you might need to do to help slow down the spread of whatever. You know, what daily habits do you recommend for children and their families to avoid getting sick? So one would be, you know, wiping off of the disinfectant wipe, some of the supplies. And you said another one and I'm blanking on it.
Just proper hand washing.
That's it. Hand washing.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest public health initiatives of all time, learning that hand washing is very important. That's how they learned that people were dying in surgery because of infection, because we weren't washing hands. So avoiding habits like nail biting, I know that's something that a lot of kids do, but if you can try to teach them not to do that, we harbor a lot of germs under our nails. Another thing is leaving shoes at the door when you get home, because there's hundreds of thousands of bacteria that when you walk around all day that can be on your shoes. And then especially for people with young infants, like crawling, you know, they're putting their hands all over the floor and then they put it in their mouth. So just leaving your shoes at the door or in the garage or wherever, to keep them from tracking everything through the house.
I mean, not to put you on the spot, but because I've seen like, you know, I've seen like posters and stuff in restaurants, you know, I mean, is how long should you wash your hands? I mean, I know it's not like 40 minutes, but I know that it's, you know, it's longer than most people just do.
Yeah, a good 20 to 30 seconds. You can do the happy birthday song or like ABCs. That's a great way to help children practice their ABCs too when they're little. But it's also just really important to not just use that time to go back and forth together, but go in between your fingers. And then you can rub your fingernails on the one hand, on the opposite palm, try to clean under. But yeah, about 20 to 30 seconds.
So happy birthday. I've been doing Hotel California. That's an 11-minute song. Like, okay.
I mean, that's great too. The longer, the better. Seconds. But the minimum would be the happy birthday. Yeah.
Okay. Dig it. All right. So tell me this. So how does Tanner Urgent Care for Kids educate families about the importance of hand washing versus like hand sanitizer? And you know, how can parents turn these into consistent habits for kids? Everyone that's tuning in is like,
yeah,
listening, because they want to know how too.
So hand washing is always the best thing for cleaning. Like I said, at least 20, 30 seconds. It's great because it's not just the soap and water. It's the way it's the friction and the manual washing that also helps remove things. Hand sanitizer is great to have on hand for if hand washing isn't available, but the hand sanitizer, most people don't use enough for it to actually do its job. You're supposed to have like a palmful and have enough to lather all surfaces, get everything wet, and really scrub again for about 20 seconds, and then, you know, it'll dry. But a lot of people will like put a little bit on and then dry it off, and the work has to be done with it evaporating and doing the full work for 20 seconds. Hand sanitizer also doesn't always do as good of a job of getting certain germs off. One that's really relevant for people would be the norovirus. Causes like common stomach bugs. It can help remove them, but not as effectively as hand washing. So
I didn't know that. Yeah, in my mind, I was like, oh yeah, well, alcohol just kills it all. But it's still not as thorough. A lot of people go, and then they just sort of head out. You know?
Yeah. And then another one, C. diff, which isn't as relevant to the general population, but especially in hospitals, hand sanitizer doesn't remove that. So you have to.
What was that? C. diff?
Yes. Are you familiar with that?
No. Teach me.
Yeah. You're at high risk after antibiotic use or being like in the hospital. So it usually happens after a lot of the good healthy flora has been wiped out for whatever reason, usually after antibiotics. And it just causes a lot of diarrhea, and it can make you really sick, but like with fevers and stuff. But hand washing is the only way to get that germ off. Alcohol, hand sanitizer won't get rid of it. So,
well, I'm gonna be washing my hands during the break.
You know, you shouldn't get that in the general public, but fun fact.
Check it out. Okay, so you've covered a few, but do you have any specific tips for cleaning routines for households that can help keep kids healthy? You mentioned, you know, keeping shoes at the door, mm-hmm. you know, and washing, you know, disinfecting surfaces that they're touching a lot. Is there anything else that you might can add?
Yeah, I would wash bed sheets and pillowcases, that stuff, at least once a week, if not every other week, but once a week would be ideal. Sometimes kids bring their stuffed animal buddy everywhere, and it gets disgusting, or they slobber on it, or other kids slobber on it at daycare if they bring it. If it is washable, it would be a good idea to gently wash that on a delicate cycle every so often, every couple of weeks, to keep it clean.
Delicate cycle. I appreciate you looking out for the yes. the health of the
obviously
animal,
look at the tag, but most of them are washable, and if they're truly really attached to it and always, you know, slobbering on it, that could help prevent some extra germs from getting.
That's thoughtful, because you're not trying to, you know, disembowel the stuffed animal, but you know, you're just trying to make sure it's clean.
Yeah.
So check the tag before you wash it, just to make sure. All right. So should parents consider having their children wear masks in school or crowded areas during flu season? And when would you advise this?
Yeah, so of course infants and younger kids are probably not going to keep those on, but it's always a personal choice, but they have been proven effective to prevent the spread of germs. And I would recommend it, or at least considering it, with for anyone immunocompromised, child or adult, when you're in public places, because you're at a lot higher risk for complications with flu and COVID and other illnesses.
Dig it. All right. Well, you are tuning into the Community Voice. We're talking with Carson Nail, Physician's Assistant Certified. And we're here talking about Tanner Urgent Care for Kids. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Carson as we talk more about taking care of these kids. We're going to talk about how you can boost immunity. We're going to talk a bit more about vaccines and medications, navigating holiday gatherings, which I'm dreading personally, and managing illness when it strikes, and so much more. So stay with us. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Thank you for tuning in with us. Today is Wednesday, December 18th. I was guessing the date earlier, and it is written on this handy-dandy sheet. I'm useless, everyone. Thank you to Hannah for that. Today's guest, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Carson Nail, Physician's Assistant, certified with Tanner Urgent Care for Kids. She's been practicing for 2 years. She's received her undergraduate in public health from Mercer University, a master's in Physician Assistant Studies from Samford. And we are here talking about Tanner Urgent Care for Kids and just, you know, kids' general well-being, you know, how to stop the germs and whatnot. We are live streaming this morning's program on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Thank you, Joel, for this live stream. So if you have any questions, comments, kudos, whatever, if you have a good joke you want to throw in the chat, feel free. We'll be happy to read those out to our guest. Let's jump into boosting immunity. Let's talk about it. So what practical advice do you have for families looking to strengthen their children's immune systems during flu season?
Yeah, so you have to be mindful of boosting immunity throughout the year, but of course around flu season as well. So we've already talked about the hand washing sheets, that kind of thing. Getting exercise at least 30 minutes a day, that helps your body stay healthy and keep your immune system boosted, essentially. Eating a healthy diet with a variety of fruits and vegetables. You can take vitamin D and zinc. Those have been proven to boost your immune system as well, help them fight infections. Elderberry has great anti-inflammatory properties.
Somebody was telling me that.
Yes, that became really, I feel like it became more well-known in COVID, but it's true for any illness. It helps boost your immune system.
See, I just assumed that it was a reference to an Elton John song. Colin, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Elderberry wine. Isn't that what Elton John sang? Yeah, I didn't know that was a real fruit. So that's something that's good for the immune system.
Yeah, you can get it in like chews and pills and little liquid. There's different forms of it. So
okay. So vitamins, supplements, probiotics. Did you touch on that? Should kids take probiotics?
So in general, it shouldn't be necessary for every kid. If you are having, for instance, like the flu and you're having the throwing up or the nausea with it, you can take, or diarrhea, you can take a probiotic to help prevent diarrhea from lingering. Or if you're on antibiotics, I recommend taking a probiotic. It can reduce your risk of yeast infections and diarrhea associated with the antibiotic, because unfortunately, antibiotics wipe out some of the good bacteria along with the bad bad bacteria we're trying to get rid of. So
I'm learning. You were yes. saying earlier that the flora, the good flora, like the, you know, mm-hmm. You don't want to get rid of the good stuff that helps keep a balance, mm-hmm. you know, in your body.
Yeah, there's a lot of bacteria that keep us healthy every day, but unfortunately some of them got wiped out. But you can get probiotics in most just yogurt or just a chew or a pill, so it can be helpful for that. But most people, of course, there can be certain circumstances, but most kids don't need one every day. As far as daily vitamin, again, you can take a multivitamin, but most of the time, if you have a balanced diet, it's not necessary unless you're specifically deficient in something. Of course, you can talk to your pediatrician if you're worried about your own child's nutrients. But in general, vitamin D and zinc would be what I would do if you're going to pick.
So how about sleep and stress? So like, how do sleep and stress affect children's ability to fight off illnesses? And how can families stay on track with healthy routines during the busy holiday season?
Yeah, so your body uses sleep to kind of heal from the day, including your brain. It's a way for it to kind of rest from anything and all the stress from the day. And also, when you come into contact with germs, and we come into contact with stuff every day that we don't get sick with, and you're more likely to get sick from those things if you are worn down on sleep, because your immune system isn't going to be at its highest capacity. So getting adequate sleep every night, at least 8 to 10 hours, is really helpful. Also trying to go to bed at a same or similar time every night helps with your internal clock, keeping that schedule. Your brain begins producing melatonin in the evening, which makes you sleepier and ready to go to bed. So if you use screen time that can too close to bed, that can suppress the release of melatonin. That's why it can keep you up longer. So avoiding screen time for at least an hour before bed is also helpful. Create a routine, maybe like reading a book, or for certain ages, nursery rhyme for younger children. Talk with them before bed, like about what their favorite part of the day was, stuff like that. And just get that routine going so that they are ready and in the mindset of it's time for bed.
Awesome. All right. So I feel like a lot of this advice can just be copy and pasted over to adults.
Absolutely.
Like I'm over here like making cheat sheets, like thinking like I should probably get a probiotic. So vaccines and medications, Tanner Urgent Care for Kids. Do y'all provide flu vaccinations? And how can parents determine if their child needs one?
So we don't provide them in our clinic, but any pediatrician or pharmacy should be able to provide them for you. We recommend flu shots for everyone 6 months and older, unless you have a severe allergy to eggs or another component, which doesn't apply to most people, but that can be clarified with your pediatrician if you're unsure. Also recommend pregnant women get the vaccine, because you can pass immunity to your baby through the womb before they're able to get it because they can't get it, you know, for the first 6 months of life. So that can help them stay healthy as well.
So what advice would you give to parents who feel unsure or reluctant about flu shots or other vaccines for their kids? I know that's a big topic. You know?
Yeah, definitely. My biggest general, I would say there's obviously multiple articles and tons of evidence that vaccines are safe and effective at reducing the risk of contracting illness, even if you do get it, especially the flu. The symptoms are usually a lot milder. I see that all the time in the clinic, milder flu cases with vaccinated people. I would encourage them to voice their specific concerns to their pediatricians, because if you try to navigate that on your own, just Googling, it can be really overwhelming and honestly hard to understand and kind of get scary. But your pediatrician, if they know exactly what your concerns are, they can probably talk to you about it. Not necessarily convincing you, but just so you know the facts and
inform you
so you can have an informed decision. One great example, the polio vaccine. It's over 99% effective at preventing polio.
Shout out to the polio vaccine. Yeah. I was going to say that when you're talking about first started mentioning vaccines. I'm like, hey, how about the polio vaccine?
Yeah. After, by the third vaccine, there's four usually, but by the third, there's over 99% effectiveness. And I mean, as most people know, it can cause paralysis and death. So that's huge.
Yeah, compared to the flu, that's way worse. Yeah, that's the worst. So, yeah, I mean, so if you have any specific concerns, just take it to the pros, take it to the experts, and they can help sort of provide you information so that you get the full picture and you can make your decisions from there. Are there any must-have medications or supplies families should keep at home during flu season to manage early symptoms or provide comfort for a sick child?
Yeah, I would say it's good to have some ibuprofen or Motrin, Advil, same thing, Tylenol at home, just to help with pain and fever. You don't have to treat a fever because it's not harmful, but if they're uncomfortable, you can give ibuprofen starting at 6 months old, but I wouldn't recommend giving anything to suppress fever under 2 months old, because we need to know if someone that age has a fever. We don't want to mask anything. Flonase is good. Fluticasone, it's a nasal spray. It's an intranasal steroid, so it helps with the inflammation and sneezing and itchy stuff with allergies as well. Zyrtec, Claritin, Zyzol, like anything like that, antihistamine. Some good local honey, good to have that at home. That helps boost your immune system and also helps. It's a natural cough suppressant.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, time is 8:51, so we're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with a physician's assistant certified Carson Nail as we chat more about Tanner Urgent Care for Kids. So don't go anywhere. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. This morning's episode is being live streamed on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments, any last-minute questions or comments, because the show's going to wrap up here in a few minutes for Carson Nail with Tanner Urgent Care for Kids, please feel free to throw those in the chat. Thank you to everyone who's tuning in with us right now. We only have about like 6.5 minutes left, so we'll jump right back into it. So are there any creative ideas or traditions parents can try to celebrate holidays while keeping their kids healthy and still fully enjoying the season?
Yeah, so if you're able to, if weather allows, you could play outdoors. If it's not too cold, maybe you could get a little fire going outside, have some family over so you're distanced, so you're not as close together. You could just have smaller gatherings as well, but staying outside makes it less likely to transmit things than inside. So.
Cool. All right. Well, what advice do you have for parents if their child develops flu-like symptoms, like shortly before a school event or a holiday gathering or a family trip? I mean, we're in the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Like, what advice do you have for parents?
Yeah, so they need to stay home as much as it. I hate telling kids they have to miss something fun, but they just need to stay home, get extra rest, hydrate, take vitamin D, zinc. Ultimately, if they're pushing through things, not only will they get other people sick, but they'll make their body more run down and prolong the illness.
Okay.
All right. Just stay home.
So in the time we have left, looking ahead, you know, are how can parents inspire long-term healthy habits in their children that will last well beyond the flu season? I guess just repetition or something?
Yeah, repetition, modeling those practices. Children with active parents are five times more likely to children with active parents are five times more likely to be active than those without active parents. So example is everything. Just model it, teach it, continue reinforcing it, and they'll pick it up.
Okay, awesome. So I've got about 5 minutes left. Are there any health trends or concerns that Tanner Urgent Care for Kids believes families should be aware of? I mean, we're about to, you know, cross over into the new year. Is there anything people should keep an eye out for or keep in mind?
Yeah, so RSV and flu are still going to be on the rise, likely. That walking pneumonia, mycoplasma bacteria that we've been seeing, it's starting to decrease, so hopefully it will still continue to do that. COVID and other respiratory viruses may increase. After winter, spring usually brings more flu B, because flu B is more stable in the warm environment, and more stomach bugs.
Oh, man. Stomach bugs are brutal.
Mm-hmm.
They're spreading like wildfire. Mm-hmm. You guys seen a lot of it?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what resources or programs does Tanner Urgent Care for Kids provide to help families manage their children's health during the flu season and ensure that they stay well year round?
Yeah, so we're open 8 to 8 Monday through Fridays and 8 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. You can also make an appointment online through MyChart or the website, or just walk in at any time. We offer x-rays in clinic, we can drain abscesses, do laceration repairs, and we can also get you referred for ophthalmology or orthopedics if that's a time-sensitive referral. Holiday hours, we are going to be open 8 to 3 on New Year's Eve, and we'll be closed on Christmas, and we'll be open 8 to 5 on New Year's Eve, so we'll be there for those last-minute holiday illnesses.
Well, you heard it here, folks. You know, if some symptoms, late symptoms develop just before these events, those are some holiday hours that you can, so please be sure to share this episode. It's a great reason to share it because everybody has a bunch of friends that are parents. So maybe spread the word and, you know, get Carson's information out there so that they know some healthy tips and practices to try to help keep everybody, not just the kids really, but everybody, because you don't want them to be Trojan horses, you know, bringing in some funk. Now, I did want to ask, I should have asked this earlier, where is Tanner Urgent Care for Kids?
It is in the pavilion on the second floor of the Tanner Pavilion, and it's across the hall from the Tanner Healthcare for Children primary office.
This is the new building?
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And it's nice because the waiting room's really big, so you're not going to be right next to sick people getting your well check. So.
Yeah, and hit up that little cafe thing in the lower level.
Yeah, the bistro.
That's A1. Those breakfast sandwiches are not playing around.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so yeah, and is there any other additional last words? You know, we have about about 2.5 minutes left. Anything else that maybe you'd want to be sure to touch on before we wrap up the show?
I guess I also wanted to mention we're supervised by the pediatricians at Tanner Healthcare for Children, so that can be really helpful. If we diagnose your baby with RSV, you know, they can follow up with them easily, but. You can also call our number anytime if you're having trouble with getting that appointment on the website.
Awesome. So wash hands, disinfect surfaces. If you're sick, don't be going to parties and stuff, or don't, you know, it's a bummer for the kids, but it's better for them and for everybody else. Make sure we get good sleep, right? Some vitamin supplements, probiotics that will be good for the kids' immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have any more questions, they can stop by Tanner Urgent Care for Kids and talk to you.
That's right.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
You're going to get sick. It's normal, but that's good ways to prevent it from getting worse.
Awesome. Well, hey, Carson, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We appreciate you illuminating this time of the year for us, providing some information about how to keep these kids healthy. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up here now. But everyone who tuned in today, share this episode, spread the good word, and let everyone know how they can help prevent the spread of germs this holiday season so we can focus on the good stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Like family and presents and laughs and Bing Crosby music and everything else. All right, well, Community Voice again brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. We'll see you next time.